Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hello, God bless you all as we go into January 2024. And this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're slowly but surely looking at the whole idea of having a Christian emotional intelligence so that our mind and hearts is renewed. Well, our emotions are better. We can face the new year as a leader, as a person coming from a strong position in life, able to lead, to govern, to love our families, and to be a success in life. And we want to be successful, but to be successful, we have to have Christian emotions instead of chaotic emotions. And so we're going to continue with our book, looking at the whole idea of having a godly perspective. You'll find that on page 66 of Biblical EQ. It's a book about emotional intelligence. You can find it at biblicaleq.com, biblicaleq.com. And so today we're going to be looking at how to get out of a state of despair. And as we look at the Bible, we find many people having a perspective of despair that's settled in. And they say, you know, why do the wicked prosper? Why is life so bad? Why is everything in my life disturbed? And it's put into a very bad frame of mind. And just write down 37 and 73. Psalm 37 and Psalm 73. It's easy to remember. You just flip the numbers around. And when you're having a bad time, they're two psalms to go to. And what happens in these psalms is that the author of the psalms is dejected, they're cast down, and they think the wicked are going to prosper. They're like a wild beast within their soul. They're at the point of slipping away from the faith because things are not working out for them. And then they go into the temple of the Lord. They go in and engage in some spirit-filled worship, and God gives them a new perspective in life. When they're in the temple of the Lord, we're in that place of holiness. They look at what's happening around them like they do in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, John's in the spirit on the Lord's day. He's a prisoner on the island of Patmos as things look really hopeless for him. But the God takes him up into heaven and says, look, all these wicked guys are going to be defeated. Well, the same thing happens in Psalm 73. He goes into the spirit in the temple, sees that the fate of the wicked is their doom. They're going to in slippery places. God's going to cast them down. God's going to deal with them. The wicked will be dealt with, the righteous will be justified. And in Christ, we have a permanent perspective. We have eternal life. We now think God's going to fix things in heaven, that we are not permanently defeated. And as a result of that, let's think of the most hopeless case in the New Testament. And that's the beggar at the gate, Lazarus. He's there. He's at this rich man's gate. He's covered in sores. The dogs come and lick his sores and show him some compassion. The rich man goes past him every day, and sometimes you might feel like that, that you're on the outside of life. The rich people have all the good things, you have all the bad things. What happens? Lazarus dies and goes to heaven. He's in the bosom of Abraham. He's comforted and he's blessed. And later on, the rich man dies. He doesn't even have a name in God's sight. He's just cast down to the fires of hell and agony and torment. And he sees Lazarus far off in the bosom of Abraham. And God tells the rich man that he was selfish, he was horrible. And he says, well, we'll go to send Lazarus to my brothers, resurrect him from the dead and send him to my brothers so they don't come to the place of torment. And God says, they are Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to him. If they won't listen to Moses and the prophet, they won't listen to someone coming from the dead. So what does this parable tell us? That even if our life on this earth is lousy, and even if it never changes, comfort is coming in the form of the resurrection, in the form of being in the bosom of Abraham, in the form of going to heaven. And you might be listening to this broadcast and you might be 89 years old. You might be in a nursing home somewhere and life might look really bad and no one's visiting you and you think this is terrible and you can't see life getting any better. Well, it will. It will get better when you're ushered into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're in that situation where everything seems permanently hopeless, you're never going to be young again, life's not going to turn around for you, but you've got a prospect of being with God forever and ever, Well, if you haven't believed in Jesus, believe in Jesus now, because he's your only hope. This world eventually has no hope for us. This world is falling apart. Who knows what's going to happen, whether the politics will fall apart or nuclear war will happen or recessions happen. This world is an unstable place. And we want it to be a stable place. We want it to live in Maybury. We want to have a world that's perfect and something out of Southern Living magazine. We want the world to be perfect with the I's dotted and T's crossed and no bills and this and that. And we think we're entitled to that. Something in us says this life should be better. But that something in us is wanting heaven now. Heaven's not now. Heaven's later when we pass away and go to the glory of God. But we can have some of it now through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can give us a new mind, a new heart. We can experience the joy of the Lord right now. The main thing is you have to be saved. You have to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your mind, in your heart. You have to repent of your sins and believe in Jesus who's died for you so that you can go to heaven, so that you can have eternal life, so you can have the joy of the Lord. And listen to some of that old-fashioned Christian music that talks about the glories of heaven, how we're just passing through on this life. This life has its trials, it has its tribulations, it's far from perfect for most of us. We certainly have our good days and our bad days. Some days we just feel completely overwhelmed. And all of us are like that. I have a very busy ministry, and some days it seems too much. And you say, well, Pastor John, you've got a great life. Well, I do now. I don't have too many bad days. I have stressful days. And your life might be really going through a hard time. You might be going through a divorce or a nervous breakdown or a terrible illness. But I tell you that God is your hope, that God is real in your life where you're at. And as you trust in Jesus, you'll have an assurance in your heart that it's going to be okay. And in Psalm 37 and Psalm 73, these people were in very deep and dark places. And they turned to the Lord. And the Lord turns to them and says, do not fret. It only leads to evil. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. And particularly when you're watching the news, when you're looking at all that stuff out there and the whole world seems full of powerful evil and we start fretting about it, we start saying, how could such and such do so and so? We look at situations overseas and all the drama going on around the world and artificial intelligence taking over this or that and the various ups and downs of life and politics. And we say, I can't take this anymore. And you start to fret and you start to bother and you start to yell at the TV set. Well, that kind of fretting just leads to evil. It leads to a mindset that is negative, that is ungodly, where you're full of fear and you're full of anger. And don't go there. Lots of people have. Just read Psalms. Instead, turn to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the right perspective on what's going on today. Help me to know that your angels are moving, that you are moving, that you're going to deal with all the wicked people of the world just as you dealt with the rich man that oppressed Lazarus, just as you deal with the kings of the earth, and eventually they run into caves and hide from the coming of the Lamb, and the kingdoms of this age become the kingdoms of God and of his Christ. As we look around the world, we know that God's justice in the end is going to prevail. And you need to believe in what the Bible says about the world, and it will give you tremendous stability. There's a Peanuts cartoon at some point where Charlie Brown's looking at the window, or someone's looking out the window, saying it's going to rain and rain and rain. I wonder if the whole world will be flooded. And then someone replies, no, it's not going to be flooded. God promised in Genesis chapter 9 that this would never, ever happen again. So there's never going to be a biblical flood wipe out the earth. And the person says, well, that puts me at peace. And the person says, good theology has a habit of doing that. Good theology, knowing the Bible, believing what God says, will give you stability in life. And we find that the people of God strengthened themselves in the Lord. They went to the scriptures. They go to God. You spend time in prayer. You have your daily quiet time. And read the Bible and believe the promises of God in your life. And you will find that as you enter into this new year, you're going to be a stronger and better person with a stronger and better perspective on life. I'd go to God and say, Lord, I want peace. Lord, I want stability. Lord, I believe I'm receiving a new mind from God. Okay, pray this prayer with me. I believe that I am receiving a new Christian mind from God according to His will, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, what's that prayer? I believe that I am receiving a new Christian mind from God right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Because God wants to give you a new way of thinking, free of charge. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to construct it. God gives you a new mind. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, but we have the mind of Christ. It's given to you. It's a free gift. It's part of the free gift package of salvation. There's a lot of free gifts in the salvation package, not just going to heaven, but the Holy Spirit that's given to you is a free gift. A new mind, a new orientation in life is given to you as a free gift. The love of God poured out in your heart is given to you as a free gift. The joy of the Lord rising up in your soul is given to you as a free gift. You have to lay hold of those gifts through prayer. You have to appropriate the wisdom of God through prayer, James 1:5. You have to lay hold of spiritual things, ask, seek, and knock. God's going to give them to you. And God has them prepared for you from the foundation of the world, all these spiritual things. And as you lay hold of them, you will see life differently. You won't see life from a position of panic and distress. You'll begin to realize that God has eternal plans and purposes, that you have an inheritance, that the things of this world are passing away, and that you are seeking a better city, the city that's to come. If you look at Hebrews 11, there's all these people going through terrible situations like Moses under Pharaoh, and he stands up to Pharaoh being able to see the invisible things that are to come that God has prepared. He's seeking a better city, that is the city that's to come. And Abraham saw it the same way. The prophets saw it the same way. They were treated terribly. Isaiah was sawn in two in a hollow log, but they saw the city that's to come. And you need to ask God for the faith to believe that God has good things for you stored up in eternity, and even now, that God is going to fulfill His words concerning you. Don't be wrapped up in having a destiny in this life. Sometimes, as we get older particularly, the chance of having a dramatic destiny in this life decreases. And those dramatic destinies seem to be for a few people. Most of us seem to plod through. But we can plod through in the joy of the Lord. We can plod through knowing that God's taking care of us, our children, our circumstances, that God has joy prepared before us, that we can go through this life for the joy set before us when we reach the heavenly shores, when we reach the pearly gates. We will know relief from the stresses of this life. You won't have to deal with your arthritis in heaven. You won't have to deal with debt collectors in heaven. You won't have to deal with all the things that are going there. But seek the will of God and seek the new mind, the mind of hope that God has prepared for all those who love Him, and cry out to the Lord and say, give me a new mind. Give me a mind full of hope. Raise me up like the people of old, that I may see and behold the glory of God in my heart. And pray that out to God, because He has a wonderful year prepared for you, full of heavenly glory. And this is Pastor John signing off with our Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.